From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting.
This next convention, I'm going to have a hard time.
We begin with a developing story out of Germany this afternoon. Sirens wailing there in Munich after at least one gunman opened fire at a large shopping center, resulting in multiple casualties. German media is reporting that some people have been killed and more have been injured as shots rang out at the Olympia shopping center in Munich. Initial reports indicate the suspect or suspects are still at large. So far, there are no details on who was responsible for the shooting. Friday's attack comes a week after a 17-year-old Afghan refugee attacked passengers with an axe on a train in Germany, wounding four people before police shot him dead. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack. We have the very latest on this developing story as it continues to unfold throughout the day and the evening. Attention on the U.S. presidential race is shifting to the Democrats and the start of their convention next week in Philadelphia. And speculation over the presumptive presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton, who she will choose as her running mate. She will face Donald Trump, who accepted his party's nomination Thursday night. And Friday, he turned up the rhetoric on his rival for the White House. Trump told his party, America is in dire straits, describing himself as the only candidate capable of making America safe. Clinton will describe her vision for the country when she accepts the nomination for the Democratic Party next week in Philadelphia. French President François Hollande says he is sending a new supply of heavy weapons to Iraq next month to help in the fight against the Islamic State. However, the French president ruled out any deployment of ground forces to Iraq or Syria, where the militant group caused turmoil. Hollande also outlined plans to increase domestic security forces by 10,000 troops to protect public gatherings and festivities in France. This is VOA News. The UN agency monitoring any nearly 3,000 migrants have died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea. That report coming out of the UN. We have more on that story from Lisa Schlein.
But the truth is,
this is the earliest that reported deaths on the Mediterranean have reached 3,000 since the migration crisis hit Europe 4 years ago. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says having such a large number of migrants perish before the end of July this year is alarming.
It's also very important to note that we are approaching the 250,000 arrival mark. Last year, we didn't hit 3,000 until almost a million people had come.
Millman says refugees and migrant flows from Turkey to Greece have almost disappeared. So he notes most of the sea traffic and fatalities are now occurring among sub-Saharan Africans, making the perilous journey from North Africa to Italy. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said climate change is just as important as the fight against the Islamic State and other extremist groups. Speaking Friday at the International Conference in Vienna, Austria, focusing on reducing greenhouse gas emissions, Kerry said that efforts to phase down greenhouse gases could literally save life on the planet itself. Kerry told the conference that the climate change is as dangerous, if not more, than the threat posed by violent extremists, being the ISIS or other extremist elements. The search for Malaysian airline flight MH370, which disappeared more than 2 years ago, is coming to an end. The transport ministers of Malaysia, Australia, and China have agreed the three-nation hunt in the Indian Ocean for the missing plane will be suspended after the current search area is totally scoured. The decision was announced Friday in Malaysia after a meeting of the ministers. The Malaysian transport minister said if any credible information emerges, a new search would be considered. And President Barack Obama has lauded Muslim Americans as patriots and heroes and decried discrimination and violence against Muslims in the U.S. He made his comments at a White House dinner celebrating the Islamic holiday Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of Ramadan.
For Muslims across the United States and around the world, this is a time of spiritual renewal, a time to reaffirm your duty to serve one another, especially the least fortunate among us.
Mr. Obama and Muslim Americans are as patriots as any Americans. For details on these stories and much more news, please join us at voanews.com and the very latest in Germany. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.